The problems here that are examined deal with the complaints that voters had in August, and we heard a lot of them, that they went to vote, and when they went to vote, they had the wrong district races, primarily for the Tennessee legislature and some for the United States congressional seats.
Does the report talk about how that happened?
Yes. The Election Commission had a detailed plan that had due dates when things were to be done. And from the report's conclusions, those goals were not being met early on. Not only were they not meeting the deadlines, but the Election Commission staff stopped work at one point, one very critical point when we were about a month away from early voting. The state coordinator of elections told election administrator Richard Holden that it was imperative for him to resume work on it, start working on backup plans, and finally, the Shelby County Election Commission had to order Holden to resume work on it.
Why did they stop work?
He stopped work because the Shelby County Commission had deadlocked on passing its set of district lines. The state's beef with Richard Holden is that they think that he should have been planning several options in the event that another plan was passed or that the commission passed the plan that a court eventually ordered it to use.
Leaving this past election aside, the report does mention a troubling pattern of errors at the Shelby County Election Commission over the past 10 years. So does the report address at all whether or not this is going to happen again, you know, continue to happen?
It doesn't. The line that you mentioned is very intriguing because it's the only part in the report that really speaks about errors before the 2012 elections.
This report is basically as narrowly focused as it possibly could be.
Yes. Aside from the mention in that one line, it's all about what happened in 2012 leading up to the August elections.
So is that satisfactory?
Well, I think it reflects what the investigators felt like the scope of their report was to be. The larger decisions are still to come. I think that the folks who get this report now have some decisions to make about whether they want to go further and look into whether you have a problem that began before 2012. That's not something that a body that carries out an investigation for a state official can necessarily wade into unless someone asks for it. So the role of the politicians who get this report is now pretty critical in terms of whether the investigation goes deeper.
And who are those people?
Those would be the state legislators as well as Governor Bill Haslam.
Okay, well, Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.